This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I like that line from True Grit. I know when I'm done. They put that on my tombstone. He's fearless and double tough. Billy Weaver's going to come in the next two segments. Alan Keyes is amazing. And he's so optimistic. If we would just follow the Constitution and Bill of Rights, which are the weapon systems of freedom, that he just wants to keep hammering those and gets pissed when I bring up the problems about, okay, I get all that, but what if we fail? Well, let's not talk about the failure. Let's talk about the victory. And I get that. I'm not criticizing him. That's why I love having him on. He's amazing. He knows his stuff. And that's why they buried him out there where you can't hear him, except on broadcasts like this. But, man, it really came home for me when I learned that my son was in a store and there was a person there assaulting everybody. And my son said there was like a 6'6" big dude. My son's like 6'2" now. We're going to get this footage coming up. And the big guy wouldn't go help the shopkeeper being beaten up by the crazy person. And so my son had to go do it. And it just really came home to me that that's how screwed up everything is. I mean, I know two gun stores I go to that one they attempted to rob and shot up, the other they robbed. Two I go to. I only go to like 4 or 5. And everybody I know has been stuck up in a parking lot or robbed. And, man, I go over to my parents' house, man. I catch the doors open. Now I'm just like, listen, I know you. Just lock your damn doors. Because let me tell you, it's on right now, folks. Crime is insane. And every criminal, they could be old, they could be young, they could be male, female, black, white. They're out there robbing. But the media has put out this message to black people that, oh, it's a protest if you go rob some black person's store, white person's store, Asian person's store. And it's just disgusting. And like watching Antifa chump people and watching trains being robbed and just the breakdown of civilization and society. I mean, I can't even keep track of it anymore. Hundreds of years of work, it's all being flushed. And all these dumbasses, when it's all gone, are going to go, well, I remember I had electricity. Used to, I could go to the doctor. It's all gone. It's being taken away from you because you sold out the unborn. I sold out the unborn. We sold out all these innocent people. Yeah, here, let's show this white lady bow down to Black Lives Matter. Like, what does this do? Back it up and start it over. Here it is.
Excuse me. Hey, excuse me. I work for Black Lives Matter.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I work for Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry that I scared you.
Okay.
But since I work for that company, my CEO has told me to come out today and to bring you on your knees because you have white privilege. So if they see that a white person is getting on their knees, that shows solidarity for the situation. The situation. And could you just please apologize for, you know, for your white privilege? Just apologize?
I am. I'm trying to think of the right words to say because that's a big thing to say.
It's big.
It comes from...
It's large in this country.
I'm incredibly sorry that...
You know, with this country, we have that President Donald Duck, that clown in office. You know, he's brought a lot of bigotry, and you're not a part of it, right?
No.
And so, you know, okay, you have a great day.
You know, living on your knees is hard, isn't it? I'm not doing it. I'm going out. Guns blazing. Politically. And that feels good, doesn't it? In fact, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I've been sick the last few months with what's happening. But in the last few days, I decided I'm not going to be sick, but I like it. Because let me tell you, all you trendies and all you people that have lived off this freedom and pissed on it, I swear to God, before we're done, you're going to pay bad. You want to fight? You're going to get one. You know you are, too. When I get my hands around your neck, Soros. Politically. want war? You're going to get war. You want war? You get it. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Egg, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together. And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
America needs creation, not destruction. Cooperation, not contempt. Security, not anarchy. Healing, not hatred. Justice, not chaos. This is our mission, and we will succeed 100%. We will succeed. Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. Therefore, the following measures are going into effect immediately. First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace. As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property. We are putting everybody on warning. Our 7 o'clock curfew will be strictly enforced. Those who threaten innocent life and property will be arrested, detained, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I want the organizers of this terror to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties and lengthy sentences in jail.
It was 25 years ago that I was contacted by members of the military and emergency management systems and police chiefs, who I all interviewed on record, that Bill Clinton had a plan to use the Army to trigger civil unrest, martial law, and gun confiscation. And I was so green back at the time that I was getting documents from the FBI and from the Army about the Delta Force being trained for this, and I went on air and like was like, the Delta Force is planning to overthrow America, and like years later, they're like, we understand you're listen. We gave you the documents. We didn't want to do this. You understand we're being given the orders. Hey, I was 26 years old. I had a talk show. Who got that? I just went and got it. Now I get it all later. So I get how these young people get manipulated. Because even when I was given the information to stop it by the people in the Pentagon that didn't like it, I didn't even know what to do with the information. It's like pearls before swine. And so all these years later, here we are with the globalists, the Chi-Coms, openly trying to destroy the country. The police aren't our enemy. They're just average people like us. Some are good, some are bad. Most are good. The firefighters, almost all good people. So a few bad ones. But they're Americans. And the globalists are trying to tear us all apart and manipulate us to stall the economy because the COVID hoax is failing and the economy is starting to come back and they're just so pissed, man. I double-checked it. It's Acme Brick of Berkshire Hathaway in more than 20 cities delivered pallets of bricks everywhere. Just dumped them off. They just, with a computer, they hit a button, delivered everywhere. Apple just took over and said, kill the police on their main feed. Everybody's phone was taken over, like, kill the police, murder everybody. These are the big, dirty corporations doing this. They're making their move. They think they're going to defeat Americans and defeat you. They think we're that stupid. And you know what? I know at a spiritual gut level that they're going to lose. But then that's when I get the chill up my spine. You understand they're going to escalate. And at a certain point, we have to stop and ask ourselves, is not shutting them down aiding them? And so I'm the anti-fascist. I'm the anti-police state. I tried to stop all this. We're here now. This is where we were brought. You understand that if the Pentagon and what's left of the Justice Department and the president doesn't start decapitating the enemy last month, we're going to lose. They're already setting up their whole civil war. They think they're going to sit it out in New Zealand and Hawaii and Tasmania and Switzerland. No, I'll assure you, you're not. Let's just not go there. Because I don't want to kill these people. I don't want the globalists. I don't care about them. I just want them to realize, but see, they're not going to stop. All they respect is their teeth knocked out. And so I'm telling them now, as a representative of the people, if we're anything, we're that. Do you really want us to kill you? Because you just keep asking for it over and over again. And you keep, I know you hate yourselves. Why don't you just commit suicide? Just kill yourselves or repent to God if you've got any soul left. Why do you want to burn everything down and us all kill each other? Because we're not like trillionaire jerks like you. Die. Die. And God, kill them. You know, you're the great avenger. The vengeance belongs to you. I get it. I believe me, you got to humble us for what we've done. We've killed all these babies. I get it. I'm not questioning God. I'm just saying, sitting here watching scrotumize Soros and all these other people that just like that they want us to die because they're already dead. And I just want to tell Soros this, you need to die. I'm not going to kill you. I don't want anybody because I don't turn you into a martyr. I'm saying you're going to burn in hell. Okay? It's a universe of your own creation, jerk. And I just want the world to know that you are to blame. How's that sound? Because I'm really pissed off at you, man. You're a dick. You're a jerk. You're an asshole. And the same thing goes for the Clintons and all you people. Like, what is your problem, man? You want to piss on people forever and create war and have us kill each other so you can play God? A God creates planets. A God gives people power. A God revels in our success and our dreams. You're not a God. You're a devil. That's all I got to say to you. You're a twisted freak, a jerk, a cancer. And I want you to know that no matter what you do, God's going to win. And no matter what you do, you're going to burn in hell. You're going to burn bad. And not because God wants to burn you, but because you chose your own Satanism, and you will be imprisoned in a cell with your own soul to look at yourself forever. And you won't have us to feed on or kick around anymore. So you are damned to hell. You are committed to hell in the name of Jesus Christ. You and all your people are now committed to the pit of hell forever in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Nickelodeon is now brainwashing kids with George Floyd propaganda. Live from Austin, Texas.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Making the space jump. All right, Millie Weaver, great independent journalist. Millennium Millie joins us. She was there covering so many crazy things yesterday. She's got a lot to cover, a lot to go over. But Millie, just your prime approximation with you and your great crew about what's happening in 2020 with 153 days out. What do you expect to happen next? I mean, what is this period of history we're in right now?
Well, right now we're seeing an armed uprising of leftist organizations that is being run by military generals and swamp creatures. This is an uprising. It's going to be similar to what we saw in Ukraine. We have had the opportunity to...
You said it's like Arab Spring, and it's all run by globalists. You're absolutely right.
Okay, so this is breaking news. It's a little bit premature. We were hoping to get it out later and get it out with more detail. But the problem is they started off this uprising sooner than we had anticipated. We have had an infiltrator inside their green movements, the Sunrise Movement.
By the way, you told me about this weeks ago.
Yes.
Ready to start talking about this.
We are going to start releasing the documents. We've had an infiltrator. She's been in there for 2 years now.
And by the way, I've seen it, folks. This is Project Veritas level, next level. I mean, this is just devastating.
It's huge.
By the way, Millie, you didn't tell me you were ready to do this today, so you just sprung this on me. We've been talking for months about this. Go ahead.
We're going to be releasing this. I'm sorry to spring it on you, Alex.
No, I'm not mad at you. I want people to know, like, this is crazy.
It needs to get out. AOC, all these Democrat leaders have been working with the Sunrise Movement. This is the same movement that pushed the Green New Deal. Okay, they have been training high school and junior high school age children for the past couple years. Kids as young as 7 years old.
That's why they call it a Maoist movement. They've done it.
Yeah.
You've got hidden video inside the classrooms brainwashing the kids.
Hidden video of Zoom conferences, AOC's in these videos, the leadership's in these videos talking about the riots, talking about escalating and continuing.
So while you're at work and your 9-year-old daughter is home, they're being brainwashed by the Communist Party.
Exactly. They are brainwashing the youth. That's what they're doing. And not only that, Alex, we have their entire mirrored servers. We have it all. We have all their internal communications documents. We've got the receipts of them buying stuff. It is insane what we have. We have the connections where they are actually getting direct communications from military contract groups. There's a military group called Asymmetrical Systems. Actually, their CEO of the Sunrise Movement, Aaron Berger, he is also the CEO for Asymmetric Solutions, which is a private military and cybersecurity contracting company. Many of these contracted groups also have contracts with the military. They're teaching them tactical military maneuvers, organization strategies, communications.
Well, that's
everything.
Like Bernard Couric, former NYPD commissioner, said, this is military precision. This isn't just terrorism. This is organized overthrow of the government. I mean,
exactly.
So people are like, oh, Trump's going to respond and arrest him. He's a tyrant. Well, it's the only thing he can do. They should send the Green Berets in to literally just deal with it. And I don't mean the idiot protesters. You cut the head off the snake, it's done. But you've got these arrogant contractors that are funded by China that literally think America is a chump and is over. So since you're going to get to it, Millie, I didn't know you were going to do this today. I knew you were getting ready for it. Start over right now. Begin at the beginning and tell people what you've got.
Okay, so we have had somebody infiltrate the Sunrise Movement for the past 2 years. They've went under as
an NGO, globalist, overthrow America group.
Yes, it is the same group that Bernie Sanders was endorsed by, AOC.
Communist.
Yes, these Democrats are in league with these groups. They say that they're a
green... And all because they're candy-ass leftists, they just think they're allowed to do this.
They're progressive communists. Many of these same groups, Black Lives Matter, all of them, if you follow the leaves up to the same branch, it's all the same. This is being run by the World Bank, by the Club of Rome, and believe it or not, the internal documents we have show that AOC is a member of the Club of Rome.
Of course.
I mean, these people aren't who they say they are. It is worse than we think. They are terrorists like Ilhan Omar. I mean, this is going down. They are doing
an armed
overthrow.
No, this is a literal Muslim Brotherhood New World Order takeover.
Absolutely, Alex. And they have the military on their side. So that is why it's so planned and coordinated. We've seen pallets of bricks being delivered. We've seen them interfering with police.
Let's be clear. They have a large slice of the military command under their control.
Yes. And they use Discord chats. They use Google Docs. They use all of these private encrypted chats.
Well,
online.
We use 556.
Everything. Well, they use it to communicate their orchestration of their plans. Does that make sense? And we were able to get inside. We got servers. We got everything. We've got their internal documents. We have their plans. They've got a graph that says the momentum cycle, how it talks about the different periods of the uprising.
Yeah, no, they know they want to hijack our revolution to restore the republic. And so, and you've gotten, just like we got the critical documents, I'm not bringing this up to go, oh, look, we have documents. Just like we got documents about how they planned the uprising and how it's all admitted now, we're trying to expose this to people that we have their plans. So, yes, Trump must act now. Please continue.
Well, one of the things that I found kind of shocking is inside when they're communicating about the new normal, their new normal is a code word, and it doesn't have anything to do with COVID-19, Alex. It has everything to do with this uprising. And the new normal is going to be this uprising, the violence that's going to continue and escalate, their new normal. So that's one of the weird things we saw in the documents. New normal is actually a code word, and them pushing for all these masks, everything, it was part of their plan. They can use the masks to be able to go out there, conceal their identity.
Well,
while
it's an archetype of now they're, everybody's Antifa. It was to make them feel powerful. Look, everyone's wearing a mask. I think I got a call from a high level, really smart guy. And he goes, like 2 weeks ago, he goes, listen, the mask or the cover of the criminal takeover, the mask is meant to make Antifa believe this is their code. See, we're in charge. Everyone's wearing a mask. You just said it, Millie.
There's a group called Momentum. It's an organization that has been training these people how to protest, how to riot, how to overthrow, how to use these tactics. They have different names like Fire Mage, Light Mage, where, you know, Fire Mages are the ones that throw the Molotov cocktails. They have different people, Alex. It's all coordinated and organized. They have the medics. We hear them in the video footage, medic, medic. It is all coordinated. They have assigned roles for all these protesters. They have peaceful protesters as one of the roles where they just go act like they're just peaceful people getting hurt.
The only action is not by we the people, but I mean, it's decapitation. I mean, the government, if it's legitimate, needs to stop this foreign insurrection, and it needs to decapitate the leadership.
Exactly. This was pre-planned. I've been looking at, last night I was going down a rabbit hole. I was up late. I was just looking at all these private communications, these tweets. Even some of these tweets are public where they're posting, oh, thanks for the money for the supplies. I'm going to be putting it up on the Discord. I'm going to be putting it up on the Google Doc.
It's all Hollywood and billionaires and Warren Buffett just funding it. Oh, they just don't care. They're proud of it.
They're funding it, and some of these same groups were previously, in the months prior, they were putting these funds to bail out prisoners and people from jail to get them out of prison because they were saying COVID-19 was endangering them. So we saw all these releases.
Well, the good news is they started the war. Now they're going to get it. I'll be right back. Stay with us. They think we're going to prison camps. You're going into graves. We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time. time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
But I got some Chinese food today, and I said, let me open both these up and see what they have to say. Just now during the break, I was scarfing down an egg roll, and it says, everything originates from the seed of determination. Exactly. If InfoWars has one thing, it's determination. And it's that understanding that we just can't turn our wills over to others, at least unconsciously. Consciously turn it over to God. That's great. But God doesn't take control of your will. God empowers your will. That's the big secret the Satanists don't know. They think, oh, Satan empowers the will. No, it's the other way around. Another one, dreams are extremely important. You can't do it unless you imagine it. Two really good points. They didn't come from Xi Jinping. Millie Weaver, I know you've been working on this for months. You guys have an infiltrator inside. You've got all the data. I told you weeks ago, I said, just give it to Project Veritas. They're really good at getting stuff out. I mean, hell, we don't want the glory. This is a really dangerous thing you guys have done. I've seen a lot of it. It's very damning. And to realize they've got the kids. They're not just doing drag queen story time out in open with convicted pedophiles bouncing six-year-old girls on their knee and little boys. They are in there, man. They are brainwashing. This is Marxist. This is Maoist. This is hardcore. And this is their big push. That's why, what do you expect them to do next? And then get back into these documents. And when are you guys going to put these out on the internet so folks can see them? You've announced it now. They're coming for you.
Oh, yeah. They've already been coming for, they know that we have them. So we're trying to get them out as soon as we can, Alex. They're going to be out within a day or two. I mean, we are getting it out fast. And we've already put out a little bit of
clips. Again, it's a blueprint for the total takeover of our children. While your kid's at school, you don't know they're literally being taken over.
Oh, yeah. And I already put a clip out on my Twitter, Millie Weaver, Millie underscore Weaver on Twitter, if you guys want to see that. But, yeah, it's bad, Alex. They actually have some teachers in league with this group, the Sunrise Movement. So you have actual teachers grooming and then directing underage children to these Green Party organizations that are communist organizations. So these children are being secretly groomed behind their parents' back. Orchestrating and coordinating with private chats, encrypted chats with children, private Zoom conferences with children. We had to blur out some of the faces in the video we just released because they are underage kids, Alex. It's that bad. People using NLP, high-level.
And this is literal pot-bellied communist brainwashing children without their parents knowing with extreme pleasure.
Oh, yeah. And they're
all well-meaning liberals. That's why you see the police chiefs and everyone going, oh, America's bad. Yes, kill white people. And it's a white guy saying it. It's all a cult of guilt. It's a literal cult takeover. It's all right. We secretly talk to your kid without them knowing because of course, they all have the LGBT sexualization. But look at the cult leaders that are running it. I mean, this is who's secretly talking to your children. God.
And these young kids think that this is an organic uprising, an organic movement. It's not. It's being run by the military-industrial complex. It's being run by military contracting companies.
Yeah, get back to that. You guys track this back to some top generals.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the IIA operations that we're seeing on Twitter and on social media right now, that has been tracked back to military generals, General Hayden, General Jim Jones. These are Obama people that worked in the Obama administration, Alex. These people, they are planning to do an armed overthrow, a violent overthrow. They have their hands in this. It is insane. So an IIA operation and interactive internet activities operation, that is basically where you have these systems. You have a system called ShadowNet. Patrick Berge, he was one of the pioneers. He developed this software for the military to be used in Iraq and Iran. Some of this technology, because these private corporations were able to keep it after the contracts were up, that same technology was used in Ukraine to help with the Ukraine uprising.
And for folks that don't know,
it's being used today.
For folks that don't know, if you just type into a search engine, Obama legalizes CIA propaganda in the United States, you'll get Foreign Affairs, all these articles. And so this is taxpayer money being used by stay-behind networks in the government, the bureaucracy, to engage in this and then mobilize the riots, the murder, the death, everything you see.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty bad, Alex. So basically, military weapons are being used on American citizens. The social media is in on it. These terrorist activities.
Well, that's
are
why they're so arrogant, because Kushner knows all this. I mean, have you noticed that Tucker Carlson's come out against Kushner and is just totally, I mean, risking his job, everything to say that? Kushner works for the deep state, is literally sabotaging Trump.
Yeah, you have people within the deep state that are on the right wing side of things. And right now they're trying to tell President Trump not to have a strong response. Oh, you don't want to be called a dictator, President Trump. You don't want to be seen as too harsh. The left will criticize them anyway. Today, hashtag President Dictator, Trump dictatorship is trending. So they don't care. They're going to use any way. They'll gaslight. They'll lie. They'll smear him. He needs to come down hard. He needs to declare the Insurrection Act, and he needs to get the National Guard in here.
Exactly, because this isn't martial law. We're being put into globalist martial law, where we have no rights. This is duly elected government needs to challenge this foreign globalist operation and stop it dead in its tracks.
Oh, yeah, and we have Democrats, like, for instance, on the Hunt Hill Bridge in Dallas last night. The military, the National Guard.
Yeah, put up her tweet, guys. Millie's tweet.
They were able to actually corral the riders onto the bridge. They had both sides of the bridge closed off. They were trapped. So the military police were able to make large arrests. They arrested everyone, hundreds of people, about 300 people, rioters, terrorists, okay, were arrested and apprehended for breaking curfew. That's what they were able to get them with. Now, of course, the leftists are all on social media saying, these are peaceful protesters. They're peaceful protesters. No, they're not. They're criminals. Peaceful protesters don't break the law. They don't commit crimes. Okay, they wouldn't be out there because they wouldn't be wanting to violate a curfew. That's not true.
Look, the whole point is if somebody's caught on tape doing something, they're a criminal. This is done by foreign powers. It's one thing if citizens do stuff. Is it lawful? Isn't it? We look at each case. This is globalists literally saying they're overthrowing the country. And like you said, they don't care anymore. They just brainwash kids. They just put out fake news. They say, Millie, that we burned down the homeless camp. Totally made up.
So as soon as myself and other law-abiding Americans were applauding this, you know, capture of these rioters, these terrorists, sooner than we could even, like, enjoy the fact that these people are being apprehended and we can sleep peacefully and rest peacefully, we hear that the Democrat DA, John Kreutz, decides he's going to release them. So the military police take all these rioters, these terrorists down to the courthouse.
You have the blue states and blue cities encouraging insurrection to kill the economy. And that's the bottom line. The COVID hoax, this whole thing is about depression, folks, wrecking the country because we didn't go along with the New World Order. All right, Millie, it's great that you left us out today. You got all this. When are you? I know you've already released some of it. When are you going to start releasing the cash that shows the brainwashing of America's children at school while parents think they're being taught about, you know, Bill of Rights, Constitution, mathematics, reading, writing, arithmetic? They're being taught Mao Zedong and, you know, kill your parents. When is that going to start coming out?
Well, it's going to be released in waves, and we're going to release stuff tomorrow. We already released video today of private internal conferences where Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is calling for more uprising and more continuation of the riots that we're seeing, even though publicly she's saying she's saying everyone should not be rioting. So we've got that out today, but we're going to continue to get more out, and we're going to be releasing the docs because it's going to take days. We have gigabytes and Dr. gigabytes.
So tell folks, find that at Millennium Millie on Twitter right now and YouTube.
Yes, Millennial Millie on YouTube, Millie underscore Weaver on Twitter, MillennialMillie.com. I'm going to be releasing it all. It needs to get out. The public.
All right, thank you, Millie. Great job. Join us again tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. She's amazing. I was trying to look at it a few weeks ago. It's the stuff is so horrible, though, that I started crying watching it. Like, weird, pervert-looking dudes, man, with your kids. I mean, we're talking like Jeffrey Dahmer-looking people, like commie perverts, man. While your kids at school, they are literally under commie control. When this footage comes out, it's way worse than the pedo-gate stuff. I mean, this is just, they're molesting their...
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Rex Jones.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, we knew this was coming a long time ago. We made preparation for it. And now it's just exactly as nasty and ugly and disgusting as we thought it was. But we're not caught flat-footed. And the generations of Americans continue on. And my son, who's been on air for 18 years here, popping in and out, Rex Jones is here. And, you know, he's in a little bit of trouble with me. He came in this morning. He showed me this video right before I went live on air. And he said, yeah, this happened Sunday, 2 days ago. And he got the footage today from the local convenience store by my parents who he was over there visiting. But this is bigger than Rex Jones or Alex Jones. It's that two gun shops of the three or four I've ever bought guns from have been robbed in Austin. Everybody I know has had their houses broken into, their car, or they've been carjacked. I mean, my phone rings off the hook with crime. And it's zombie black people, white people, you name it, attacking other people because the green light, like the purge, is go out and attack. But it's not white people giving the green light to attack black people. It's just a lawlessness.
Over the past 2 or 3 years, I have personally seen Austin go dramatically downhill. And these riots and the COVID thing, it's an excuse for these people to just go out and be crazy. And that's what I saw. That's what I had to deal with. It was completely insane. The dude runs in, just starts screaming, I'm protesting.
I got to fix your earpiece. It's just driving me crazy. Now let's just fix your earpiece. Here you go. Like popped out of here. Here you go ahead. There's your earpiece. It's fixed. Anyways, my little baby's here, my firstborn, Rex. No, but I mean, because they tell people, be homeless, use drugs. Then they take the welfare check and buy drugs. This is a Democrat formula to bring things down. So we're going to play this video here in a second. And talk about what happened when the police said, no, he's a protester, he's allowed to loot. You try to take the cash register.
So what happened was...
Let's start over. Start at the beginning.
All right. It's like 11 p.m. I walk into the gas station. I buy ramen. I go to the counter to pay for my ramen. About halfway as a...
Very trashy you're eating that.
Whatever, man. Whatever. I was hungry. So I'm walking to the counter with my ramen. This dude runs in...
Don't say ramen again.
With my food. This dude runs in, just starts yelling, I'm protesting, and grabs everything in sight. He's running around the store. So one of the clerks calls the cops. The other dude tries to stop him. He goes for the lottery ticket, starts trying to break into the plastic lottery ticket thing. At that point, the store attendant with the man bun puts his hand on him, and then the crackhead proceeds to drag him over to the open beer thing over there and starts smashing his head into the side of it. And as you can see there, I jumped in, I stopped the crackhead. I hit the crackhead about 8 times hard on the side of the head, and he looked up at me with, like, gerbil eyes. He was clearly whacked out on, like, PCP or something crazy, and proceeded to run to the front of the store and threw a carton of fruit on me. I punched him in the face again. I broke his nose at that point. He ran out of the store. Cops come. Cops cuff him. He tells the cops that I assaulted him, that the store owners were trying to steal from him, and that he wanted me arrested and that he was protesting. The cops hold him there for like 5 or 10 minutes. They let him go. He proceeds to pass out bloody in front of the store. This is America. This is America in 2020. This is America where rioting and looting and pillaging is totally normal because George Floyd, who, in my opinion, was murdered because this one dude was murdered, it justifies the looting and pillaging and robbing.
By the way,
stores.
It's coming out now, though, that this bar they ran was like a whorehouse drug dealing facility. And the cops were involved. Floyd was involved. It looks like some kind of like gangland stuff that went.
I don't know the whole situation. From what I saw, I don't like it. But my point being is, even if he was a bad person, which I don't think he was, my point being is this whole situation, that does not justify this kind of behavior. The killing of one man justifies protests, justifies outrage, but doesn't justify the burning of cities. It doesn't justify this.
I mean, you know, your only problem is you were hitting him in the back of the head. You should have uppercut it. One hit, that would have been a lot better.
I was scared in that situation. I didn't know what to do. You can see me there. Go back to the video.
You did good.
No. I'm being
not
honest.
Bad.
No.
Whatever.
Maybe I should hit you in the face.
Yeah.
Look. In that situation, I was scared. There was like a 6'6" dude standing. That guy's huge. The camera doesn't do him justice. I kept on looking over to him, thinking he would do something. And then at one point, I was just like, all right, I guess I have to jump in and do something. And I'll be honest with you, I was terrified. But I mean, I had to do it. And now that I've been in that
All situation, I know is we love our Somalis.
Oh, they're so good, others
we
so
love
sweet?
Our, no, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
They're going to stab your daughter at the mall.
Gonna stab your daughter at the mall. Gonna stab your wife,
your son. Say it.
Your wife, your son. And then the police chief's gonna say, we love our Somalis.
We love our Muslims. They're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
That's good stuff right there.
You're in a good mood today.
Man, well, you're threatened to be
in a good mood.
So
you're in a good mood for
right
all this. Let's get back to talking about the horrible stuff going on. I personally know people, not friends of mine, I know people. And I've seen their posts on Snapchat and Instagram, social media. I know, like, juniors in high school that are going out and looting liquor stores. It's this fervor.
I'm telling you. I want listeners to know, because I know you're all in your community. You're seeing what you're seeing. I'm here in Austin, Texas. It's robbery land. I mean, because I'm out of
people.
Paranoid,
just, people
were
just don't care.
My house out the other day. And I'm like, get out of the car, start reaching for my shotgun. I mean, it's getting bad.
You are not safe unless you are armed. And I think that the gun control argument, for one, is dead after this. You can't say there's no reason for you to need an AR-15 after cities are on fire. I mean...
But as long as the police bow to the BLM, everything's okay.
And why haven't we heard anything about COVID-19? Why haven't we heard anything about coronavirus?
Because the German government came out and said it is an official hoax.
This is America, 2020. Cities are on fire. Jobs
well, here's
are lost.
The deal.
We're entering
here's
a depression.
I'm the critical police. But they're going under globalist control and being nanny states, and I've got problems with them, just like government. But they're the bottom of the government. You know, the rubber meets the road, so I don't make it about them. Like, I'm against the TSA doing stuff, but I'm not against the TSA agent. But these leaders of the police, I mean, what are we paying you for when you sit there and they're doing contact tracing and 6 degrees of separation enforcement in New York, in Texas, in California. I have all the videos where the police are making sure social distancing is happening, arresting people while 2 miles away buildings are burning.
It's completely insane. I mean, do you remember when in Richmond, Virginia, you remember when there was a gun protest? That was seen as terrorism, but this is protesting? Cities are on fire.
That's right. Going and exercising, 50,000 gun owners, not one crime committed, only one leftist arrested. And that's when the globalists launched COVID-19 and this. They got so pissed. They went, oh, my God, they're going to have 50,000 gun owners together, and they all act in unison, and a third of them were probably black. Or a bunch of Asians, too. That made the globalists crap bricks. All these racist leftists that are obsessed with race-based narratives, but for us being unified by the right to self-defense.
This wasn't even, like, the store that got robbed. I
love the lady in the personal scooter being beat up. I mean, I don't love it. It's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Look, she's a white lady. Let's beat her up and spray a fire extinguisher on her. Like, what is that? Like, how is this woman your enemy?
There is no, if in 6 months everyone is going to forget about this, sadly, like, if this doesn't turn into a civil war, people will forget about it. But in 6 months, when David Hogg and all those freaking people are tweeting about how we need gun control and there's no reason for you to own large capacity magazines, you need to show videos from this whole incident. Because when cities are on fire, when stores are being looted, when people are being stabbed and murdered in the streets and killed, when people are being beaten to death by hordes of angry leftists, this is why the Second Amendment exists. This is
I agree.
Why
so let's go back. Let's go back to this guy. You only got some of the surveillance footage. You're just in there, and he starts attacking people.
I'm just in there. He starts attacking people. So first off, his pants are down to his ankles. He starts throwing literally everything he can get: chips, drinks, whatever, in his pants. And then he makes a beeline.
It's like Santa Claus's bag now.
It was insane. No, it was completely insane. And he runs over and starts trying to break into the lottery ticket thing. He's going for the lottery tickets. The guy with the man bun there, on the right side of the screen, he tries to stop him. He pulls over by his hair and starts beating his head into the side of the open beer container thing. I don't know what it's called, but it's where they keep the, Four Locos and stuff. It's really bad. It's really bad footage. I mean, you had to be there. That guy had gerbil eyes. Like, I hit him in the back of the head 8 times really hard. I weigh 205 pounds. Like, it hurt. And he, like, reared his head up like the Terminator, and he had no iris, all pupil, runs over to the front of the store, throws a, like, box of fruit at me. I punch him in the face. I broke his nose. He runs out into the street and escapes. Like, 2 minutes later, the cops come. He comes back to the store, pointing and screaming at me and saying that I assaulted him and that he was
pushing. You can't be around this type of stuff.
What do you mean I can't be around it? I was at a gas station getting food.
No, I understand, but I mean,
I was nowhere near downtown. This is my fault. This guy's a crazy crackhead.
I'm not blaming you. Your life's too valuable. Do not engage the crackheads.
Do not engage the crackheads?
Not unless, you know.
I have no choice, man.
Here's where I'm at. I'm carrying a gun, and so if somebody attacks me, you're gonna talk to the bullets. I'm too old. I'm not using fists anymore. Be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.